taken some liberties with today's gospel reading. Luke's gospel was written towards the end of the first century. By that time, most of the church was composed of Christians who had not witnessed Christ in the flesh. This story connects them and us with Christ, who is still revealed through the reading and the interpretation of Scripture and in the Lord's Supper that we will bless and share later this morning. From that same day, or Sunday morning, two of the disciples, and I personally believe they were Mr. and Mrs. Cleophas, were making their way home to a village called Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem, discussing all that had happened as they went. And so to our story. Husband of mine, just once would you listen to me? Did you really hear what I was saying? This has been such a confusing time. I was with the women this morning at the tomb before dawn today, and we did not find a body. We ran from the tomb in fear, and we found the disciples hiding in that upper room. And we told them all we had seen, that we had a vision of angels, and that they told us that Jesus was alive.
Listen, woman, you need to calm down. I know that you got up early this morning and went to the place where Jesus was buried, but this talk of angels, you know, the men ran to the tomb. They saw no angels. But they did not find the body of Jesus either. I wonder if someone stole the body and why.
While they were discussing these things, Jesus approached and began to walk along with them. They were kept from recognizing Jesus, who asked them,
"What are you two discussing as you go your way?
Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that happened in the past few days?"
"What things?"
"About Jesus of Nazareth, a prophet powerful in word and deed in the eyes of God and all the people. How our chief priests and leaders delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him."
"We were hoping that he was the one that would set Israel free."
"What little sense you have. How slow you are to believe all that the prophets have announced. Did the Messiah not have to undergo all this to enter into glory?"
"Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus interpreted for them every passage of Scripture that referred to the Messiah. By now, they were nearing the village where they lived, and Jesus appeared to be going further."
"Stay with us. It is nearly evening. The day is practically over."
And so Jesus went in and stayed with them. And Jesus took the bread.
"Blessed are you, Yahweh our God."
Then he broke the bread and he gave it to them.
With that, their eyes were opened and they recognized Jesus,
who immediately vanished from their sight.
Were our hearts not burning as he talked to us on the road and explained the Scriptures?
must go back to Jerusalem. Hurry, run. We can tell the 11 and the rest what we have seen. Run, I can't wait to tell Zella and Susan and Janie and Patty everything that we have seen and heard. When they returned, they were greeted with, Christ has risen. It is true. Jesus has appeared to Simon.
We will tell you our story of how we came to know Jesus in the breaking of the bread.
Hear what the scripture is saying to our church.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The cast
can stand enough.
I like to find a way to bring the scriptures a little closer, and I think this probably did it today. My husband just never listens to me. Personally, I believe that Jesus was sent to us to represent God on earth. God present for us. Jesus was the human representation of God. Because we can find the divine in Jesus, we can find the divine in ourselves and those around us. Being human, our difficulty is in finding and recognizing Jesus or the divine in all things. Today's readings invite us to find that divine spark walking with us as we journey through life. First time I preached to this community, this is the scripture that I preached on. Many of you probably remember it. Okay, maybe not. But it was a time of walking with and finding God for me. I was so nervous. I wasn't sure if I could even speak in front of you. I went to hide all of my worries in my favorite place, the ladies' room. And I sat down and I said, oh God, help me. And as clear as a bell, from the sky came a voice. And she said, I'm not God, but I will help. God had answered me. I laughed. She laughed. And I was able to go on. That moment, she had done the work of God for me. She most likely thinks it was nothing, but to me, someone who never spoke in front of others, it was a very big deal. Thank you, Debbie. In that moment, you were God for me. It seems so often in my life, I fail to recognize those moments. I miss the ever-present divine walking with me through life. So often, I fail, we fail, as Cleophas and his wife did, to see or recognize the divine walking with us. I had a neighbor call. She knew I had had COVID. And because I had the 1-2 punch of an extra illness, she had not seen me for a while. She called to say she knew I had been sick, but that my absence seemed to be going on for a while. Could she bring me some juice or go shopping for something that I needed? She was offering to be the Jesus I could see and to help me with something that I might need. What a gift we give to others when we permit them to help us to be the divine if only for a moment, when they meet us on the road of life. Recently, Vic and I took a lovely trip to Egypt. We walked more miles than I usually walk. We saw things I still marvel over, and we just had a great time. He's a great person to travel with, helping me climb over and walk through the rough places, finding me a seat in the shade, or just carrying my water bottle. I couldn't ask for more. But did I recognize his gift to me? I just assumed he was his usual caring self. I didn't take the time to let him know just how much his caring had meant to me. And I'm going to call that the good times, because upon returning, I got COVID. I spent my time coughing and sleeping, getting up only to eat or to go to the bathroom. All my care was provided for with love. And yet still, I neglected to remember the caregiver who loves me so and represents the divine. I was healthy for a few days and came down with the intestinal crud. He was nursemaid, cook, housekeeper, shopper. He was Jesus when I couldn't see Jesus. How often this happens in my life. And I just continue walking down the road of life, failing to acknowledge the gift that God has given to me. I fail to identify the divine spark who walks with me and has walked with me, cared for, loved, and imaged God for me. I, like those on the road to Emmaus, have failed to open my eyes. I have failed to recognize a personal contact with God. Has this happened to you? In your relationship with friends or partners? Perhaps the problem lies in my perception of what I am looking for. Did I expect flowing robes and a halo? Jesus' followers were expecting the one who would set Israel free. After his horrible death, they were not expecting to find Jesus walking with them. In some way, Jesus had changed, and they were seeing Jesus in a different form. Their eyes could not see. Their ears did not hear, even when Jesus explained the scriptures. Jesus did not fit their description of the biblical Messiah who would change their world. Nor did he look like the friend and teacher that they once knew. The people that Luke was writing to, as well as myself, and maybe you, also struggle with just what we are looking for. Jesus comes to us in a new way, because the spark of the divine that was Jesus can also be found in each one of us. We need to find that divine spark in ourselves before we can find this spark in others. I have failed to recognize the divine walking with me. I need to wake up and recognize while I walk down the road of life, God is with me and in me, if I can but remember it, see it, hear it, and recognize it. I have spared no effort in searching for the divine. But often I fail to recognize God's presence in myself and when I am with others. Perhaps you have found the same tendencies in yourself. Today, we have the opportunity, as did Cleophas and his wife, to recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread. Our eyes may be opened, as the disciples' eyes were opened, to recognize Jesus present with us today, in everyone, in everything, and everywhere.